Good evening, everyone. This is Hannah Blevins with KTLO News. A group of 12 local investors representing over 200 years of financial service are operating under a new name at a new location in Mountain Home. Following the close of business on Monday, the 12, formerly associated with Wells Fargo, became a new local company known as the Financial Services and Investment Strategies Group. The new company is affiliated with Raymond James Financial Services, a member of the New York Stock Exchange. With the move, employees of FSIS have been busy reaching out with details of the announcement to clients in 45 states. A Midway man who was caught trying to bring contraband into the Baxter County Detention Center was also attacked by other inmates in the same jail a day after being booked. 45-year-old Raymond Scott Chappell was being booked into the jail on September 22nd when a jailer found a number of prescription pills, including the generic versions of Xanax and Adderall. The jailer found the pills inside of a small plastic bag hidden within Chappell's sock. Upon discovering the pills, Chappell picked up felony charges for possessing the drugs and furnishing prohibited articles for attempting to bring them into the jail. A day after being put into the local lockup, Chappell appears to have incurred the wrath of three other inmates. According to a Baxter County Sheriff's Office incident report, the three inmates, identified as 39-year-old Waylon Myers, 28-year-old Colton King, and 40-year-old Jason Chorba, attacked Chappell in the jail's A pod while he was sleeping in his bed. Chappell was taken to the emergency room at Baxter Regional Medical Center, where he was treated for a head injury. The three inmates were locked down after the event, pending a disciplinary hearing, and they have been charged with third-degree battery, a misdemeanor. Both Chorba and Myers entered guilty pleas earlier this month to charges unrelated to the jail incident. Chorba was given a 6-year prison sentence with 3 to serve, and Myers was given 5 years. Both men were in the local jail awaiting bed space to open in the chronically overcrowded state prison system. King's case has yet to be adjudicated. Chappell was in Baxter County Circuit Court last week, where he entered a not guilty plea to the drugs in the jail charge. He was ordered to reappear on November 29th. An Ozark County man, 53-year-old Tracy Todd Preson of Gainesville, has been arrested and charged with felony counts of rape and statutory sodomy. Ozark County Sheriff Darren Reed says several more charges are expected to be filed and could involve other states. Sheriff Reed says Preson was arrested on Tuesday with a search warrant executed at his home on Wednesday, where numerous items were confiscated. Details on the items were not provided. A cash-only bond for Preson was set at $50,000. Child Services and the Cyber Task Force are assisting the Ozark County Sheriff's Office in the investigation. The Baxter County Historical and Genealogical Society and the Mountain Home Parks and Recreation Department will co-sponsor the annual Baxter County History Day on Saturday from 9 until 2 at the Raps Barren Settlement in the north section of Cooper Park. One of the featured speakers will be author, naturalist, and outdoorsman Larry Dabblemont as he discusses the White River's history, which will include exhibits from the river. Dabblemont says he grew up not far from the White River, and he was raised on another river in southern Missouri.
I grew up in the Big Piney in Missouri, but I came to Arkansas and after I got out of college and went to work as a naturalist for the state park system and then a naturalist for the national park system and an outdoor writer as well, and that's what I've been doing. I lived in Arkansas down in that area for 30 years.
After Dabblemont obtained his wildlife management degree from the University of Missouri, he began writing for the Arkansas Democrat as an outdoor editor. He also previously wrote a weekly column for the Baxter Bulletin. Dabblemont continues to write a self-syndicated outdoor column for nearly 40 newspapers in 3 states, including the Mountaineer Echo in Flippin and Marshall. In addition, he publishes the Lightning Ridge Outdoor Journal magazine, and copies will be made available on Saturday. Dabblemont will present the history of the White River in 2 parts beginning at 11 o'clock. Local historian Jerry McCoy will also speak about the rivers of North Arkansas beginning at 10. McCoy's family settled in the area prior to the Civil War, and he was raised on the Kings River near Kingston. He moved to Fullerton, California in the mid-1950s and attended Fullerton College and the University of Tulsa. McCoy currently operates the Northwoods Antique Store in Bull Shoals, conducts seminars on antique fish and tackle, writes fishing columns for sporting magazines, and promotes antique fishing tackle shows. For more information, contact the Parks and Recreation Department at 870-424-7275, or you can contact the Historical Society at 870-424-7275. 425-2125. The Mountain Home City Council will consider one item of business when it meets this evening at 6 o'clock. The one item of new business is a resolution levying the city's 2 mills on the county tax collector's books for 2019. The meeting will be held in the council chambers of the municipal building. And the Marion County Quorum Court Budget Committee will meet tomorrow afternoon at 4:30. The meeting will be held at the Marion County Courthouse Annex, and the public is invited to attend. No agenda for the meeting was provided. Coming up next is a look into your local weather.